right now, I'm very happy and excited to be joined by a friend and one of the best delegates in Annapolis, Delegate Nino Mangione. How are you doing?
Kim, good morning. Thank you for the kind introduction. And you just, I want to just make this comment very clear to that 8%. That 8% must not be taxpayers, and they need to wake up.
Yeah.
Because this is very important, and you do an incredible job of pointing out issues that Marylanders struggle with, whether it's juvenile crime, obviously a serious issue, illegal immigration, a whole bunch that are very serious. However, most of the time we're fortunate, hopefully we're fortunate, to not be direct victims, like being robbed, say, in Baltimore City or the Morin family. But any taxpayer, all taxpayers, are victims of Governor Wes Moore and the Democrats and their failure to run this state's economy. Kim, $3 billion deficit just this past year. They fixed that with the highest tax increase in the state's history. The budget is projected to be $6 billion by 2030. We have a stagnant economy in the state that's not growing. And now we have lost our AAA bond rating that we have had since 1973. Kim, you're a young lady. I'm a fairly young guy. That's the Vietnam era. That's how bad this is.
Yeah.
Us taxpayers, I mean, this is the greatest financial calamity in decades yesterday when we lost the AAA bond rating. And the Democrats and Wes Moore, they're blaming Trump. Shame on them. This decision was reached after 4 years, mind you, of President Joe Biden, 3 years of Governor Moore and the Democrat supermajority in the legislature. The key point is that for 3 years, these Democrats, the supermajority, total control of the governor's office, the House, the Senate, total control of the committees. It's very important to be in charge of these committees. Total control of the Board of Public Works, all Democrats. Total and absolute control. And Governor Hogan, whether people like him or not, the fact is Governor Hogan left a big surplus, $1 billion surplus. The state had a $3 billion rainy day fund, $2.5 billion structural surplus. He was very solid when it came to the economy and holding the line on taxes and fees. And the very first thing the Democrats did was go on a spending spree under Wes Moore, raiding the rainy day fund, blowing through the surplus. And his first act, I mentioned this earlier, I'll never forget this. Here comes a new governor, and they play politics. His very first act was to release, I think it was somewhere in the $60 million range that Governor Hogan rightfully withheld, to provide abortion care funding for the more medical professionals perform abortions. That was the very first thing he did. The spending spree continued with the Democrats and the supermajority. They spent recklessly. Kim, they raised fees. Just last year, remember, they raised 330-some fees.
Yeah.
They ignored, I made this point earlier, and I will not stop making this point. They ignored our very brilliant budget analyst that the state of Maryland hires. I listen to these people. I'm a member of the Appropriations Committee, and these very intelligent numbers crunchers, right? They sit there, and that's all they do is they analyze the budget situation, the spending, the tax revenue, and they look and they make these forecasts. And they forecasted this a long time ago. Moody's told us last year this was coming. So simply put, Kim, the governor, Governor Moore, and the supermajority, they've had this tax and spend agenda from day one. They lost any restraint or judgment here, and now Maryland is paying the price.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Well said. Delegate Nino Mangione on the line with us. You know, Delegate, I look at this, of course, you know, in two different ways. Obviously, this is, you know, catastrophic to the state of Maryland, but also, you know, what is the solution here? You know, is there a way for us to dig our way out? Because, and I don't know how you feel about this, but the way I look at it, I mean, you're going to have more taxes and fees go into play here on June 1st. You guys will most likely be in a special session by the fall, and I would have to assume that you're going to have to raise taxes yet again. Again, I just don't know how we, you know, find this light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe you could help me out.
Well, yeah, well, the 2 points here to make, and we'll get to that in just a second. You're right, because, Kim, what you're saying is, especially about potential more taxes down the pipe here, I mean, this is with this credit downgrade is likely going to mean, obviously, increased borrowing costs, right? So the most immediate impact of a lower bond rating is that Maryland will face higher interest rates when it borrows money by selling these bonds. And these bonds, they're used, and we use these bonds for a lot of projects, roads, bridges, transit's a big thing with the Democrats. The education, when it comes to building schools, public safety buildings, building a new police station, et cetera. I mean, the higher interest rates mean that the state will have to spend more money to service its debt over the life of these bonds. So Maryland taxpayers ultimately bear this increased cost. So the problem here, yes, what should be the end result here? Well, what can we do? People need to get off the sofa and look and figure out how you're going to get involved in your local elections. We need to get rid of Governor Moore. He needs to be defeated for re-election.
Yeah.
That's number one. President Ferguson, Speaker Jones, I mean, they bear a significant amount of responsibility here. We need good, sound, and I hate saying this because I wish I could say we need Republicans to beat some of these Democrats in these radical left-wing districts, but it's not going to happen. So what do we need? We need experienced, moderate, smart Democrats, if there are any left in the state of Maryland, to run in these primaries, in these Democrat districts, and hopefully at least put pressure on, make them understand that they can't get away with being these social activists rather than legislators that are looking out and being responsible, looking out for the future of Maryland. We need to defeat these social activists before Maryland is completely destroyed. And Republicans need to govern like Republicans. We should not be intimidated by threats from these committee chairs over money to our districts or grants or bonds. I mean, I voted against every Governor Moore budget in the Appropriations Committee on the House floor. Republicans did a great job this year. We stood strong on the floor in the House and Senate. I believe every Republican voted against this horrible budget. And that we need to show the voters that we are unified again. I mean, what more could you hit on here, Kim, than billion-dollar deficits, highest taxes in our state's history, losing the bond rating, the economy is stagnant. I mean, those are, I hate to say they're winning issues because it's not a winner for the state of Maryland, but if that's not a winning issue to wake people up, then what is? Because, I mean, many people have told me over the years they don't spend money on politics. Well, I'm not saying to spend your life savings, but if you can afford to do so, support fellow conservatives, Republicans. You have to get off the sideline. You have to do something other than complain. And sometimes that means money, time, energy. You know, call in WCBM, voice your frustration. We need people to donate to good Republican candidates, yard signs, make calls, door knocks. I mean, it is time to get engaged, Kim. It really is.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. We're speaking to Delegate Nino Mangione. Delegate, just so you know, I got two text messages here that say Mangione for governor. Just so you know, just put that on your plate there.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. But I wanted to ask you, because I see a lot of comments online, and mostly from the Democrat Party, but they're saying that this is really on President Trump. But there are a lot of people making the comments that the state of Virginia, they did not lose their AAA bond rating, and they are not in this situation, yet they did also lose some of the federal grants and federal jobs. I want to know if you know, is there a difference here between Maryland and Virginia, and how did Virginia get this right and we got it so wrong?
Well, yes, there's a huge difference. Number one, Governor Glenn Youngkin is a great governor. Number two, it is not a Democrat supermajority with full one-party control of the state between the governor and the legislature. Number three, I want to make the point that was made, and it was well done by a number of our Republican colleagues in the House Minority Leader, Delegate Buckle, and some others, that listen to this one, Kim, that all of our surrounding neighbors, the state of Maryland, all the states that surround Maryland, ended with a budget surplus this past year. And here we were with a multi-billion dollar deficit, including a record high taxes to fill that deficit. So there is a difference with how things are ran. So, yes, it's you're absolutely right. There's a huge difference. And yes, the state of Virginia has suffered in terms of federal cuts. I say suffered. I absolutely agree with the cuts. I mean, Kim, what, we're $36 trillion in debt as a nation. Yeah. So, of course, it's time finally somebody responsible like the President Trump has come along and said that enough is enough. But there are ways. We didn't cut spending in the state of Maryland. The Democrats, they are lying about that also. The cuts weren't cuts. Kim, our budget spent $88 million this year than it did last year. How is that a cut? It's like Washington, D.C. talk. We cut spending. No, you transferred costs to the counties. You didn't fund the rainy day fund the way you normally do. Those aren't cuts. They didn't get serious. They refused to be serious. And what we have seen with these record taxes and now the AAA bond rating is the results of failed leadership.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Doug, get Nino Mangione. I'm sure in the coming days there will be a reporter that gets a hold of Governor Wes Moore. I know he made a statement online, but I would have to. I assume that he's going to have to face this and actually speak to reporters and speak to the public. You know, if you were Governor Wes Moore, and I hope that his team is helping him out here, but you know, is there a way for him to possibly, even when he calls a special session, just you know, go ahead and say up front, let's pull back on some of these climate change initiatives. Let's not do the red line commission. You know, are there things that he can do immediately?
No, that's a great point, Kim. And unfortunately, I don't think they have the appetite. They knew this was coming. This is not a surprise. Moody said this last year. Our budget analysts have said this 4 years. The Kerwin bill was projected. We were not going to have the money to pay for it. So, I mean, it's they can spin it with the Trump. It's nonsense. It's complete lies. The fact is, we knew. The Republicans, I get it. They can run right over us. They have the numbers. But the Republicans have been screaming this on the House floor, the Senate floor. They knew, and they did nothing. So now they can lie about it. They can try to blame Trump. But the fact is, they did see this coming. They ignored it. Because they weren't responsible. It's the height of irresponsibility, plain and simple.
Yeah. Well, Doug and Nino Mangione, before I let you go, and again, I appreciate your time. When it comes to MPRP, because I know you've been on the front lines with the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project, are there any updates?
Yeah, actually, thanks for asking about that, Kim. That is, yes, a horrible project, MPRP. I believe on Monday, what is that, Monday the 19th, I believe they will have a ruling on the decision whether or not PSEG, this out-of-state company, can come onto this private land and start and do their surveying. That's in court right now. Because a lot of landowners said, hell no, you can't come onto our land. So that decision, I believe, is Monday. I am actually an intervener in the process, and that we talked to members, or not members, but a secretary at the Public Service Commission about a time frame, and about September, they're going to have the actual process where they look at all the data, all the information, people get to speak out. I'm one of them on why this is a terrible project, and they'll make that whole process where the decisions will be made is in September. The governor was recently reported, I think Fox Baltimore had a story where the governor says he's disappointed in the process. Well, we're in North Baltimore County very disappointed that the governor is disappointed in the process and not disappointed in this out-of-state company trying to use this project. There's two words, process and project. Why isn't he disappointed with the project that it has out-of-state companies, massive out-of-state billion-dollar companies ripping our farmland, ripping our private property from our citizens, some who have owned it for hundreds of years, all to benefit Northern Virginia data centers that the People's Council, mind you, that is a quasi, I guess I call it quasi, Maryland agency that is supposed to look into the best interests of the people of the state of Maryland when it deals with these utility projects. And they came out recently and said that $800 million is what it's going to cost ratepayers in the state of Maryland and not a single benefit to us rather than to the data centers in Northern Virginia. So everything is stacked as to why this is a terrible project, and the governor is not getting off the fence here and taking our side or trying to do anything to help. So it's disappointing. Hopefully he'll change that and join our side, but we'll see. Time will tell. But September, Monday the 19th is a big date, and then September is the time frame where this will really start to take shape, whether or not this project's going to happen.
Well, Delegate, thank you so much for being on the front lines. I know a lot of people listen to the show that are going to be affected by it. So we appreciate you, and we appreciate your time today, and keep up the good fight.
Thank you, Kim. Great show, as always. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.